Christ did not issue any specific commandments for modern day issues, such as complicated medical situations, artificial contraception, in vitro fertilization, and many other contemporary moral issues. So, what is a true follower of Christ supposed to do regarding moral questions that are not listed explicitly in the Ten Commandments or the Sermon on the Mount? Are we on our own to just form our conscience based on what we think is right and wrong, even if we contradict each other on our opinions on what is right and wrong? The answer, of course, is no. Truth cannot contradict itself. Either IVF is always wrong or it's not. Either murder is always wrong or it's not. Either abortion is always wrong or it's not. Yet, how do we figure this out? Is it up to us individually to interpret morality? Well, our Lord, being God Almighty, knew very well that different periods of history would bring new dilemmas, which demand specific guidance. True is true, like I said, so it can't contradict itself, truth. Therefore, he told his apostles that he would not leave them orphans, but would be with us until the end of the world. But how could he be there to help to guide us in the correct understanding of what is right and wrong? Well, he instituted his church and delegated to her his own teaching authority. "Whoever hears you, hears me," he told the apostles. This authority to teach, which Christ gave to his church, is what we call in modern day the magisterium of the church. Try to use that word in a sentence this week. Now, remember, the apostles were the first bishops of the church. Christ left us his authority to them, so that with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, we as followers would never be without clear guidance, and especially without clear moral guidance. The church, then, is both what we call our mater et magister, our mother and teacher, teaching us to live as God wants us to live.